This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, and it is Monday. I'm hearing myself. Thank you. 11/11/13 is the date. I have Ron McDonald with me, author of They Own It All, Including You. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Did you unmute?
No, I didn't. I didn't do anything.
Oh, slow uptake here on the board side. Sorry about that. And I have Dr. Robert Rowan. Hello.
Hi, I can hear you.
Oh, well, now that we can hear each other, how's everybody doing?
Just great.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Ron, you were on, and first, let's get all the doctoring out of the way because our guest here does not like to be referred to as a doctor. Is that correct, Robert?
No, I can be referred to as a doctor if people need to do that for respect, but my name is Robert, and I like that very much.
Okay. Well, you are a certified medical doctor, are you not?
I certainly am.
Have been practicing for how many years now?
Since 1976.
That's a while, or bicentennial.
Yes.
So, your program just aired on this network. You care to tell them what time it is?
Our debut, yes. It was 11 a.m. on Sunday.
California time.
11 to 12 Pacific Daylight Time.
Which is actually 1 to 2 Central Time. And the name of the program, Robert?
Well, I think we're just calling it the Dr. Rowan Show, for lack of a better term right now. But I'll probably call it maybe Safe Medicine, Safest Medicine. It's got to evolve into what it becomes.
Well, we already know where that's going to go. It's going to be an immensely popular program because you're doing this program because your introduction, I heard just a few minutes of the show that you did yesterday, but the whole, you were in medical school, you were, you know, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and you're all AMA'd out, and you were ready to go. Something started to occur to you. Can you tell the listeners what that is?
Yes, because it fits in exactly with my current philosophy of healing. I went to medical school to try to learn to help people. By the end of the third year, after putting in immense time and effort, I almost quit. I was very depressed because I was just learning in medical school how to poison people with pharma. We were testing people and getting tests that amounted to nothing because there was nothing we could do to help with those tests, and then we put chemicals into them. And I just came to see that we were doing with our patients what we're doing to the planet, which is poisoning it. Almost quit, but I decided, well, I put 3 tough years in, so I stuck it out.
You were doing a radio program out of Alaska. You did that for, what, a dozen years?
Yes, and it was probably one of the most popular shows in Alaska at the time. The radio station gave me the time because it was so popular.
And by the way, one of you two fellows, you have something ticking in the background. What is that?
Yeah.
Is that a watch?
There
no.
it goes.
It's gone now.
What was that? Now you got my curiosity.
I didn't think you would hear it. It's actually a little medical device, a pulsating electromagnetic field device that I had on my finger because I have a small amount of inflammation, and I was checking it out, and it's been working. No drugs, just energy healing.
I thought somebody had planted a bomb under the broadcasting booth desk here, and I was ready to go kaboom.
Yeah, I heard it on Sunday, but I couldn't connect where it was coming from. So.
Mystery solved. At any rate, so for a dozen years, people were learning what sorts of things from you, Robert.
Well, people would call in with medical problems or seeking advice. And we have an epidemic in this country today of chronic, intractable, degenerative disease. Now, let me preface, and I didn't say this on my show opening on Sunday, but American medicine is the best the world has ever known in one area, and that's emergency medicine. If I get hit by a Mack truck, I'm not going to be laying in the road taking vitamins. I want to be hauled off to the emergency room and get everything they have to offer. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
We're the best when it comes to acute care, but we're among the worst when it comes to chronic degenerative disease, because there is not one single petrochemical synthetic pharmaceutical that cures a disease. And if you can think of one, John, next time I see you, I'll give you $100.
Okay.
No one to date, including doctors, has come forward to claim it. Now, if you just accept that, I mean, if anybody out there thinks about it, if any doctor thinks about it, and you just accept that as fact because you can't counter it, then it can tell you why we have a catastrophe on board with medical insurance, with Obamacare, and everything we're doing in medicine that's driving us right into financial calamity. Because we are the majority of what we treat in this country is chronic disease, not acute. And we're treating it with things that cannot work, and in fact, worse, more than likely create further problems, the greatest Ponzi scheme the world has ever seen. Because if you use a chemical to suppress a symptom, you're using a toxin. They're all antis. They all inhibit. So something is going to come out later, creating yet more problems that will have to be treated with yet more intervention, creating more cost. Am I making sense?
Absolutely.
This is the fundamental reason why medicine is failing in this country. And this whole single payer and Obamacare thing, to me, is one of the greatest scams we've ever known, because all they're doing is gathering up more gasoline in the form of your dollars and trying to throw it on a fire, which you can't put out because you're not addressing the fundamental causes of disease, which are malnutrition, toxins, and stress. And every year that goes by, the nutritional status of the American gets worse with the sad standard American diet. Their toxins go up, because if there is a role for government, it's to stop the desecration of the environment by corporations, the artificial creatures. And the stresses that go up, all of these things combine to create this epidemic of chronic disease, which is not properly being treated. So people are going broke, and instead they're pointing a gun at you to pay for the next guy's travesties.
I got breaking news here for you, Dr. Rowan. You're not going to be the Sanjay Gupta of CNN. I guarantee you that.
I don't expect that.
I didn't imagine that you would. The problem here, by the way, gentlemen, somebody had emailed me a picture of a brand new T-shirt that's out, and it says Obamacare, but it inserted Obama doesn't care. You know, you put the little bird wing thing there with the word above it. Yeah, Obama doesn't care. This is about insurance. It's about money. It's not about your health. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Gentlemen, I watched a video the other day, and it was a doctor, a biologist, he was going through why people in America are becoming obese. And he's going through the food tables that we all began to know and love through the federal government. You know, that grains, that you eat grains and you drink your milk and you eat your cheese. And, of course, it's got to be homogenized and pasteurized for the dairy products. And the wheat is this stuff, this genetically engineered stuff from the 1970s, that is having adverse effects on the human body. And then I discover that the real one of the real jobs of the digestive tract is not only to absorb nutrients out of the food that you're eating, and we all know that most of the food that's on the store shelves in the grocery stores now, pretty much like old grandma's wax fruit bowl. It looks really good, but it's got little or no nutritional value. We've burned all the stuff out of the soil. We're growing great stuff, putting pesticides all over everything. The yield and the produce yield is up, but the nutrition is way, way down. Come to find out that the gut has a lot to do with your immune system as well. And Robert, how does that tie into the chronic ailments that we are finding ourselves with?
Well, one of the interesting things, since you brought it up, is gut. And there are bacteria in the gut. In fact, there are more bacteria in the gut than there are cells in your body. Your body is more bacterial DNA than human DNA. New studies have shown that gut bacteria, or the type of gut bacteria, they're related to obesity, clearly. And if you eat a trash diet, inclusive of the types of alleged foods you were just referring to, you will get a form of bacteria that's more similar to the types of bacteria in ruminants in cows than in a healthy human. Those bacteria will help you break down and absorb more calories that shouldn't be, so you're going to get more empty calories. If you ate more living foods, and yesterday I explained that I'm an organic raw food near vegan, and I don't expect that of my patients, but I like them to move in that direction. If you eat more living foods, your gut bacteria changes, and you get more friendly organisms that are not necessarily associated with obesity. The obesity epidemic in this country is diet and choice. And we have so many obesity-related diseases like diabetes, heart disease, sexual difficulty can be obesity-related, and cancer is obesity-related. It all falls back to what you're eating, and you hit the nail on the head. This high-grain diet is toxic.
Well, that would make a lot of sense, because, Doctor, when I was growing up, girls and boys weren't hitting puberty at 9, 8, 9, 10 years of age. We were all pretty flat-stomached. We all got our exercise. Of course, now we have video games and a lot more television. And I never see kids texting as they're running down the street. But things have changed. But I see it more as the diet than anything else. So when I see these programs of athletes telling children that, you know, you should exercise at least an hour a day. Well, I think I did more than that when I was a kid. Between the bicycle riding and just running for the sake of running until your sides were, you know, you thought a hot poker was being poked at you. I mean, I was never afraid of exercise and never had a limit to energy when I was a kid. And I even ate sugar. And we used to have things as corner candy stores where just a plethora of sugar bags just with different flavors and different colors. But
well, John, that stuff's not good for you regardless. But in truth, you can abuse your diet a lot if you get exercise. Exercise overcomes a lot of dietary indiscretions. And you can see that in the hardworking farmers who may not be eating the best diet, but they can be very healthy because exercise modulates it a lot. But today, children are getting their exercise on the computer instead of with their bodies, and they're eating foods, these sugar-laden foods, have less nutrition today than they did when you and I were growing up. So, yes, you're seeing girls get breast development at age 8, and that's going to be a nightmare for them later in life.
Well, yeah, for women it presents a different problem. And, of course, the associated breast cancers. I mean, all of this stuff. Doctor, one of the things that years ago, it had to have been about 20 years ago now, Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, they made an announcement, and they did it through TV commercials, that they have finally discovered what rheumatoid arthritis and chronic arthritis was all about. They discovered that it was bacterium in the joints, and that they had this wonderful new program in which to bring immediate relief to this chronic debilitating arthritis. I had a friend of mine that had real bad arthritic knees, sometimes lower leg extremities swelling, could barely walk type of thing. Other days she was just fine. So we responded to Henry Ford Hospital and said, look, we're calling about this new program that you have. Oh, well, let me transfer you. We were transferred into a department that denied that those commercials even ran. Something happened in the 2 weeks that they were advertising what their discovery was and treatment, not to just make the symptoms go away, but to get rid of the arthritis. All of a sudden, it didn't exist, and no, we never aired that commercial. I kid you not.
No, I believe it. And I do treat rheumatoid arthritis as an infectious disease, and yes, I've had several people with rheumatoid arthritis go into complete remission.
This is a debilitating, especially, I mean, if you think, when you get older, ladies and gentlemen, say, and it's been discovered, that a lot of falls take place on stairs. Not a good place for old people to be losing their step. And what they discovered is there's less sensitivity in the bottom of their feet, so they're not quite sure when they're planting their foot and how much pressure they're putting on, which made sense to me. And then I was thinking about this, and I thought, well, my God, I've seen arthritic people barely able to climb a stair. Now, the one thing that you do not want to happen when you're old, because your bones start to get a little bit more brittle and the marrow a little bit airier, so to speak, and a lot of broken hips, a lot of broken bones.
John, have you seen my YouTube channel?
No, I don't think I have.
I have a YouTube channel, and I'd invite all of your listeners to go to it. It's youtube.com/user/RobertRowen, R-O-W-E-N-M-D. You will see videos of real patients that I interviewed telling you of their, what you might otherwise consider miraculous, heavenly recoveries from arthritis, from especially osteoarthritis, people who were crippled. I've got videos there of people who could barely walk into my office when they arrived, and they danced out. That's how quick some of these things can be resolved in a single session, and you won't see that with Obamacare or insurance reimbursable stuff, yet it's one visit, and we could, I mean, if you employed some of these therapies, you could cut the cost of the American wasteland of disease maintenance by 60% in a day.
Well, isn't, in truth, isn't what the medical scenario out there designed to do is just to treat the symptoms, not to do away with these acute, or I should say not acute, but chronic disabilities? I mean, isn't it for the drug companies?
And all of the treatments are designed to suppress symptoms, John. They're antis, anti-acid, anti-inflammatory. They don't treat underlying causes.
All right, we'll take the break here. We'll open up the phone lines as well at 800-313-9443.
You prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Dr. Robert Rowland will be with us for the balance of this hour. Coming up next hour is Rick Kell, Operation Warrior Call. This is Veterans Day. Soldiers helping soldiers. We'll get the lowdown here. Some fairly big names are in on this thing, and it's a shame we've got to have other people or other people other than government helping to take care of our soldiers. It's just a big old gristmill. Shoot them up, bang, bang, and afterwards, well, we're too busy making war rather than out there exploring ways to stay out of war. But yet these soldiers and people are being told constantly that you've got to support our soldiers, they're keeping us free. So join us next hour for that. Finishing out here with Dr. Robert Rowland, also co-authored with my silent guy here.
Well, I'm not a doctor, so...
That's okay. I didn't ask you to be.
Although I've heard a lot of medical terms and everything over the years with Robert, 10 years of it.
Well, Ronald McDonald, I would keep a close eye with you on you if you're putting a Band-Aid on me. So that's okay. At any rate, co-authoring the book, They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Currency. I was just out a couple of months ago in San Francisco. And there was a presentation out there that I think went pretty well. What do you think, Robert?
I think it went very well. Yes, I think people learned a lot about what's the cause of grief in this country. Well, and it's the toxic currency.
It is that. We're drowning in debt, and nobody seems to know what to do about it. Let's take a call from New York. Johnny in New York. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, how are you there, Mr. Statmiller?
Good.
You know, I was just looking at Eustace Mullins, and he said Obamacare was nothing but to prop up the Babylonian usury system, and the money would be going straight to the federal government and not to, like, the doctors. And just amazing, you know, the insight that Eustace Mullins had about this criminal system of ours.
Gentlemen?
Well, my comment is that if you look at how the government has structured the health industry since government came into it, and government really wasn't involved until the last 100 years, you'll see it, all I can say is follow the money trail. Right now we have what we call the FDA, I call it the Fraud and Deception Administration, which permits drugs on the market that are killing and maiming hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, Vioxx was on the market and it murdered, and I use that term straight on because they knew it was killing people, 100,000 people, before it was finally yanked. Follow the money. If you follow Obamacare, let's look at Medicare. Medicare is single payer for people 65 and older. And I had to live with that for years. And now I am not a Medicare provider. I will not be a Medicare provider. I don't even have a Medicare identity at all. What does Medicare pay for? It pays for symptom suppression. It pays for Band-Aid medicine. Go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/RobertRowanMD, and you'll see older people who are Medicare people who got better instantly, right on the spot, who were crippled, who were headed for multi-$1,000 joint replacement. Hmm. They walk in crippled, they walk out fine. But what they received was something Medicare wouldn't pay a penny for, but Medicare would pay $40,000 for joint replacement. This should tell you why we have the calamity and why government should not be involved at all in healthcare, except maybe to monitor safety. That's all.
You know, I should say that Robert's show isn't just providing medical information. He also has callers calling in who have health problems that he can advise on. Am I correct, Robert?
Yes. In fact, that's the real purpose of the show. I really like it when people call in and ask me what about problems they might have. I cannot diagnose and treat, nor will I on the radio, but I can certainly educate, and that's how I see my role, that of an educator.
Can I ask the doctor a question, John?
Sure,
I'd like to know about the B17, the apricot seeds and that type, Doc. Is this possibly very good to help combat any type of cancer, Doctor? I mean, Ernest Krebs came with the discovery in the 50s.
Yeah, Eustace Mullins did write about it, and G. Edward Griffin wrote a book. I think it was Griffin, World Without Cancer, and it revolved around Laetril or B17. There's a lot of good theoretical stuff to that. I had some experience with it when I was in Alaska, and I had one patient with a kidney cancer who was stabilized with it, but I can't tell you that I saw great shakes with it overall. There is probably some truth to it, but Laetril, like everything else, when a patient comes to you, that's an individual patient, and treatment should be tailored to match that individual. Laetril might fit. I don't have the last word on Laetril because it's very hard to get and use in this country.
All right, Johnny, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. You know, Dr. Steenblok, which is advertising on this network, and I hope people are paying attention. A couple of years ago, Robert, I interviewed a guy that wrote a couple of books. He was a journalist. And he was just nosing around doing some stories, and he came upon stem cell. And he was researching the stem cell research they were doing, the embryonic type. And the more he looked at this and the more he studied on it, he found out that this is causing real problems in human beings. I mean, one of the things that discovered is once you start a process like this, you have to take inhibitors, and you can never get off of these things, rejection-type inhibitors. And so he kept looking further into it, stumbled across adult stem cell research that is not funded by the government, that has fantastic results, and virtually no side effects.
And you want to comment on that?
I know you know a little bit about it.
Yeah, David Steinblatt's a friend of mine, and I've been to his clinic. He is taking adult stem cells from people, from their bone marrow, and giving it back. There's also the availability of umbilical cord stem cells. It's available in some locations as well. I don't like embryonic stem cells. I personally think it's dangerous. And there's a lot of ethical issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that would trump it for me.
Yeah.
Umbilical cord stem cells are a no-brainer. There's no ethical issues there. And if you harvest stem cells from your bone marrow, there's no ethical issues. I've seen stem cells do some really nice things in some people. Steinblatt actually treated my knee. I had a degenerating cartilage in my knee. It was clunking. You could almost hear it across the room. 6 weeks later, the clunking dropped by 60 to 70%. I went through hell, though. I'll be honest with you. It was a really tough treatment the first week. And then I did my stuff on it after that. And then within a year, I hiked the John Muir Trail.
I was just going to say, I know you're a hiker. You love to take hikes with your wife.
Yes, she doesn't take the hard ones with me.
Yeah, but those hard ones you need good knees for.
You need knees, and that was a really tough one, and my knees performed perfectly.
All right, now that you got the bee's knees, let's go to Richard in Washington. Hello, Richard.
Yeah, are we still talking about Medicare and health?
You, Richard, you can broach any subject that you would like.
Well, that's it. With Mr. Rowan on, having written They Own It All, Including You, he had to know that basically we're living in a corporate agenda society, and we're just the slaves that essentially allow them to make profits off of us.
That's what led me to co-author the book with Ron. I could not understand many years ago why my colleagues, who were not hurting anybody and they were helping the majority of their patients, were losing their licenses, some thrown in prison, and I couldn't understand that. I thought, my God, isn't this the land of the free? And it turns out that it's not. And the research Ron and I did, Ron especially, over the years, led us to the fact that the single common denominator in this is that we're using their property, their Federal Reserve note, which subjects us to their rules and regulations. And that's why I have friends in prison on Medicare charges.
Richard?
And that's it. That's it. They want us buying the pharmaceuticals. They make money off of us. They get us in the healthcare system. They make some more money off of us. They kill us and bury us, and they make some more money off of us. Basically, the plan is they've put us in bondage for our life, and all
they
the funds that
farming,
we
they are farming us. P H A R M I N G. They are farming us for profit.
Richard, I've got a break. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back in three, folks.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
All right, we're back. Finishing up this segment, last segment of this hour, with Dr. Robert Rowan. Remind you of his YouTube site, youtube.com/user/RobertRowanMD. Bunch of fascinating stuff up there. And, folks, we have a real problem in this country. It's based on profit, that to be a good American in this capitalist system, that we have to keep increasing profits. Well, that's the corporation mandate. Ask any CEO, whether he's head of PepsiCo, and, and next year McDonald's Corporation picks him up. What does he know? Oil from hamburgers? What does it matter? The only thing they have to be concerned with is increasing profits. We have a problem in this country because the quality of life, you would think with all the profits and all the money being generated, that we should be walking on streets of gold and nobody should be sick and we should be all living to be 150 years old. Well, that's not the case. Just take a look around you today.
You know, one thing I noticed on the Sunday show, Robert, is that is there a method where someone who wants to discuss their medical problems but not on the radio, is there a means by which they can get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah, they could call the office, which is 707-578-7787.
And can they email you?
I don't like to conduct any medical stuff over the internet for legal reasons.
Okay.
They can email, if they emailed me, they could go to my my small website, DocRowen, DocRowen.com, and they could get an email to me, but I'm not likely to do much with it other than direct them to connect with the office.
Okay, well, the reason I say that is because some of our listeners out there don't have telephones. They have found that they can get by without them. So that's just another way for people to get a hold of Dr. Rowen. Let me go to Dino in Denver. Hello, Dino.
John, how are you today?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to ask the doctor if he could comment on Hashimoto's disease. Dr. Rowen, you know what that is with the thyroid?
I sure can. The first thing I would do if somebody had Hashimoto's, and for the listener, Hashimoto's is thyroiditis. Itis, I-T-I-S. Consider itis for dermatitis, skin inflammation, arthritis, joint inflammation, intestinal itis like ileitis, Crohn's disease, for example. And now we have thyroiditis, inflammation in the thyroid. The very first place I would start is stop eating gluten. Gluten is probably one of the major causes, and gluten can be found in wheat, barley, rye, oats, wheat, and spelt. The acronym is BROWS, B-R-O-W-S. I also would stop drinking water with fluoride in it. Fluoride is a halogen. Iodine is a halogen. Iodine is a useful halogen. Fluoride is a poison halogen dumped into our water supply by government. Also probably a major cause of Alzheimer's disease, which I will get to in my own show. So the first place to start with Hashimoto's, in my opinion, is eat more living foods and get off the grains. That's what I tell my patients.
Okay, now, and I just wanted to expand just a fraction on that. I have I've RO filtered water here for 13 years, so fluoride shouldn't be a huge issue. But she seems to, the T3s and T4s from the doctor where you get the synthetic stuff is always going up and down, up, and it can never get balanced. Can you comment on that?
I don't like T3 and T4 synthetic from the drug houses. I prefer to use desiccated thyroid, and yes, it is an animal product that comes from porcine or bovine thyroid, but it's a complete thyroid. It's got both T3 and T4 in it. T4 is more produced by the thyroid, but T3 is more of the active hormone, and you need a combination of both. So if I need to use a thyroid support, I give a glandular like Westroid or Armour Thyroid, something like that.
Right. Last question, and I'll let you go. Using a good iodine as a supplement, would that bother somebody with Hashimoto's? I understand that the numbers 3 and 4 and T3 and 4 are how many iodines are bonded with it, the way I understand it. And so could you comment on iodine supplement? I'm done. John, you have a great day. I'll listen off the air.
Thank you, Dino.
Excellent question. Yes, I use iodine, and I think most people with a thyroid problem should consider taking iodine because lack thereof can cause thyroid inflammation. And if you make your thyroid sufficient, meaning with enough iodine, you can potentially make the problem go away. One of the safest sources of iodine is kelp. Seaweed has a lot of iodine. There are plenty of iodine supplements on the market. I have used iodine in doses, believe it or not, up to 12.5 milligrams per day, and it seems to be safe. The Japanese often get maybe a third of that in a normal diet. So if you took supplemental iodine, I would keep it to probably 3 milligrams per day or less, or maybe you could use more, but just take it every other day.
All right. Gentlemen, we're about out of time in this hour. I can already tell a lot of people are going to gain a lot of knowledge out of your program. And as I suspect, Dr. Rowen, that I don't think an hour is going to be long enough for you. Once people find out, and Ron's laughing because he knows, and once people find out where you're at, they're going to be lined up and they're going to want to talk to you.
Give me a different time than Sunday, John, because I need a day too.
I understand. Well, Dr. Rowan, one more time here, youtube.com/user/RobertRowanMD. And I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that I met you out in San Francisco a couple of months ago. And hopefully a lot of people will be, well, hopefully we can syndicate your program and a lot of people can get a weekly dose of the good doctor here.
John, considering the medical shows I've heard from other conventional doctors telling people how to take more drugs and suppress their symptoms, I think a show that the people are going to hear with the information I'll bring forward would be a stunning success nationwide.
I am looking forward to it. Doctor, that's why you're here. All right. Dr. Rowan, thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye. And don't you go anywhere.
Okay.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, I've got Rick Kell that's going to come on for about 20 minutes in the next hour. This is Veterans Day. And were you in the military, Ron?
Yes, I was. 4 years.
Oh, it must have been Navy.
Yes, it was. That over on Vietnam.
Oh, boy. I heard the stories about you boat riding boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just teasing. What were you?
I was a radio man. I was on the 7th Fleet, the Admiral's ship.
Really?
Yeah. We were hit over a mile off of Vietnam. Our fuel lines were on fire, and we were a guided nuclear missile destroyer.
What destroyer was it?
USS Summers.
Really?
Yeah.
And, boy, you know, I'd hate to be on the Admiral's ship. You didn't get away with too much there, did you?
No, I was right next door to him.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope he liked you.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, good. Well, at any rate, we'll bring this gentleman up in just a couple of minutes. I wanted to talk to you today because you and I have talked a lot about things and culture shifts and you live in a very interesting place out in California,
yes.
Where it was once a biker hangout, and then it became a hippie establishment, and then it was the Kumbayas that moved in, and, it was Homosexualville.
Yeah, and then it's basically has turned into a bedroom community now.
Yeah, and
salt and peppered with different lifestyles.
Different lifestyles, and it's a very relaxed atmosphere, I don't quite know how to explain it. I would have to absorb more of the local color there to really give you my opinion on it. But it is a different place.
Yeah,
it is a different place. All right. Well, everybody, hang on. I'm going to have Rick Kell come up. He's the president. He spent 6 years as the president of Kell Communications. A company founded in 1980, and then he got on to another calling. And he's one of the guys out there that is trying to get our veterans help. They're coming back a little confettied, human confettied, a little blown out of shape. A lot of these guys are on PSTDs, is it called? Post-traumatic stress syndrome. PTSD.
PTSD.
There you go. And on the average, the reason I'm bringing them up on this Veterans Day, we got about 22 of the servicemen every day committing suicide. So we'll have a discussion with him. Everybody hang on. We'll be right back. With